pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the dispensation of law, we've looked at several things. We've seen some things that took place during the dispensation of the law, and of course we're going to see other things as well. We've seen how that the law itself was given. And in Exodus 34 and verse 28, it says, "And he," and that's Moses, "was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments." And of course, this is speaking of Moses as he was on Mount Sinai receiving the Ten Commandments. He was up there 40 days and 40 nights. We've also seen how that the law of God was broken even before Moses brought the table down, the tablets down, to share it with the people. And also, Israel has continually, not only then, but has continually broken God's law. And although this has happened throughout the ages, we see God's loving care of Israel. God has always taken care of his people, Israel. And once again, Israel was brought back to the land in 1948. They were brought in there, and it was declared that they would have an independence. And they actually declared independence on May 14th, 1948, in a declaration. Well, once again, God does not need man to recognize Israel as a nation. God has always recognized Israel as a nation and will continue to do so because of the Abrahamic and other unconditional covenants that he made with Israel. We also see there's a loving imitation that God not only has given to Israel, but he gives to everyone who is on this earth. In John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, it says, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Well, here was a Pharisee, a Jew, named Nicodemus. And God told him, Jesus told him, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. When Jesus said these words, he's not only speaking to Nicodemus as, he was speaking to him as an individual, but it goes further than that. He's speaking to the whole world, to the people of this world. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So Jesus Christ is telling all of us that we must be born again. In John chapter 3 and verse 9, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, that's unto Jesus, how can these things be? In John chapter 3 and verses 14 through 16, Jesus said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we see that even during this dispensation of the law, that there was not only a law that said thou shalt, but there is a law here that we just got through reading that God said you must. In other words, if you do not trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will perish, but that whosoever believeth in him would not perish or should not perish, but have eternal life. And that is the law of God. Someone needs to trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That is the law of God in order for that person to go to heaven. In Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, the Bible says there, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This is being said during the dispensation of the law. In John 4:14, it says, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." So not only do we see the Ten Commandments being given during this period of time, the period that we call the dispensation of the law, the Bible speaks of this, not only do we see that law being given there, but we see the law of God that says that if a person will trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, it's in the law that they would be saved, that they could go to heaven. They would have everlasting life. Well, we keep reading and studying the Word of God, and we see that God's loving invitation of coming to Him is rejected. And of course, we see the Jews doing this, and man is doing that today as well. In Luke chapter 13 and verse 34, Jesus said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets, and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not." Isaiah 53 and verse 3 says that he is despised. This is speaking of Jesus Christ now. He, that's Jesus, is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. And then we keep reading in Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 9, it says, "Wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them?" People today think they have great wisdom. They have the wisdom possibly of the world, but many people, they exhibit the fact that they do not have the wisdom of God because they have never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They continually reject God. They continually reject His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as their Savior. Well, we see that during this dispensation of the law, Israel refused to accept Emmanuel. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, it says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. Now, John 1:29, it says, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." In John chapter 1 and verse 11, "He came unto his own." This is speaking of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. "He came unto his own, and his own received him not." The Jewish people refused to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, the one who had come to save them in order for them to go to heaven. Well, there was a great loss here. And we've been reading about that loss as they continually rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. Israel's rejection of the Lord culminated with the greatest atrocity ever done by mankind, and that is the crucifixion. After the accounts given in the Old Testament of Israel's disobedience to God, Israel committed the greatest crime of all. They crucified their own Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2 and verse 22 and 23, it says, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words." Now, this is Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost. He said, "Hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain." Jesus Christ, crucified by his people. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verses 14 and 15. It says, "For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they please not God, and are contrary to all men." Well, this is something that is going on today, and it happens to many Christians. Not only do we see Jesus being refused by his people Israel during the time he walked this earth, but we see Jesus being refused today by those people who need Jesus as Lord and Savior. And that's every person, man, woman, boy, and girl in this world. And we see Christians today who are giving out the plan of salvation and trying to share Jesus with this world, and they're being persecuted. Yes, there's several instances in this world where people are actually giving their lives, laying down their lives, because they are telling others about Jesus Christ. Many people do not realize that there are Christians being killed today for the cause of Christ. Many people, many Christians are being placed in jail because they are proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Thank God that those of us who live in the United States of America, that hasn't happened yet to us, but it could if we don't get busy and start sharing Jesus right now with this lost and dying world. The things that's going on in other countries right now, the persecution of Christians could happen to us in this country if we do not get busy serving the Lord. Well, we see that Christ was taken. He was crucified by his own people. What had Christ done wrong? Luke chapter 19 and verse 47, it says, "And he," and that's Jesus, "taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him." Well, what did he teach? He taught the word of God. Now, what law had Christ broken? Pilate said, "I find no fault in this man," in Luke chapter 23 and verse 4. And Pilate went even further when he said, "I find in him no fault at all," John 18:38. See, Christ was even declared innocent by a pagan ruler. Christ had not broken any man-made law. Or more importantly, he had not broken any aspect of God's law. John chapter 19 and verse 15, it says, "But they cried out, Away with him, away with him, crucify him. And Pilate saith unto them, Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Matthew 27:31, "And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him." Luke 23:33, "And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one of the on the right hand and the other on the left." Matthew 27:25, "Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children." And finally, Luke 23:46, "And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost." He was crucified, he was buried, and he resurrected on that third day for the lost people of this world. He shed his blood that you and I could be saved on our way to heaven. Shouldn't we be thankful today as saved people? Shouldn't we show our thankfulness to the Lord by telling others that Jesus saves to the uttermost?
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.